And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Diode.
Welcome back. It's the Hard Factor 913 Nigeria Info and her input Hackett. I'm Daya. 15 gun past 5 o'clock. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tuned. And now, at the start of the show today, I did mention that in this hour, we'd be discussing the fresh loan recently approved for the River State government. Pardon me, I did say we're going to be discussing the loan approved by the State Executive Council for the River State government, I believe. ₦25 billion in all for the funding of some new and ongoing projects within the state. But that conversation will not be happening in this hour. As I've confirmed, my guests will not be making the making it for the interview. So we'll have that some other day, hopefully tomorrow. But we move on with some other recent development as well. Now, this was on the news earlier on. Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Senator Godswill Akpabio, says he will not describe Governor Yusuf Nwike as a performing governor until he defects to the APC. Senator Akpabio said this during the commissioning of the Police Special Protection Unit in Omagua River State today. Let's hear what the senator, or former senator, and current minister had to say about this. About this development.
I thank Your Excellency, the Governor of River State, because you are not yet in APC, I will not call you a performing governor. But the moment you come, I will call you a performing governor. So I thank you for being personally present here. I know that even the praises we are heaping on you today show clearly that you are in the wrong direction. So it's time for you to come to where you have been appreciated.
And Senator Akpabio promised to complete the Elimiole access to the East West Road. So the APC would not be mocked by Governor Wike.
Everything will be done to ensure the completion of that road, from Wari in Efurum all the way to Oron. The most dangerous part right now is Eleme Junction. And the Governor of River said, if we delayed at all, because you were touching a lot of federal projects, we thought you would touch that area. Since you have neglected to touch that area, we assure you that we are already on the road. RCC has started work. I'm sure you were leaving that one so that you will use it to buck us. But then, I'm assuring you that we are going to disappoint you, because we are going to complete that East West Road and on time.
In his response, Governor Wike said he's comfortable in the PDP where Nigerians still have hope. He also said he didn't know that Senator Akpabio will turn the commissioning into a political rally.
I thought we came fully to commission this project. I didn't know that former Governor Akpabio will turn it into a political rally. But let the record be straight. I prefer to stay where there is malaria than to go to where there is cancer. Malaria is treatable. Cancer at fourth stage, you are likely to die. So I don't want to die now. So I'm very comfortable to remain where Nigerians have hope.
Governor Wike also threatened to block access to the NGDC office on Eastern Bypass in Port Harcourt City if the NGDC management fails to bring the funding agreed to reconstruct the road.
There's no collaboration we have had with NDC that they have completed one. The Mother and Child Hospital, we brought our own part of the money. NDC didn't bring it down. Okay, refund us our money. It was a war. Now, the headquarters, where they are now. Mr. Minister, you are here. You are in the MD. You told me in government house that you are going to bring 2.5 billion. The state government will bring 2.5 billion for the dualization of the Eastern Bypass. As I speak, you have not brought one naira. Meanwhile, the road is almost 95% ready. If you don't pay, I will make sure you will use that road to your headquarters. Because, yes, I'm not there for a Christmas.
Now, Vice President, two excellencies having a go at each other. Some might even go as far as describing it as two fighting. But the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, says he will settle the controversy between Governor Yusuf Nwike and Senator Godswill Akpabio. The Vice President said this during the commissioning of the Police Special Protection Unit in Omagua River State today.
I'm here to represent Mr. President, President Muhammadu Buhari, and in a minute I'll be reading his speech. I'm also here to settle the controversy between Governor Yeson Wike and Honorable Minister Godswill Akpabio. We will settle that controversy in a most uncommon way. I will be disclosing the details of that to them in a moment or two.
Oh, this is after the minister and the governor at the event took a swipe at each other in a seeming renewed acrimony. So the president of Nigeria was represented in Rivers State by his vice president to commission some project, apparently seemingly a very important one. I think one that would attract the president's attention has to be a very important one. But whilst the event was on, the governor of the state and a minister in the federal cabinet were having a go at each other. I think that's radio worthy enough. What do you make of the spat between the governor and the minister? I'd like to get your take on this, and the vice president's intervention, because the vice president had to settle fight. Literally, that's how it was. That's what it was. And he said it's going to do something. So the vice president came to represent the president to commission something, but added to that responsibility was him having to settle fight. Lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, and WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. What do you make of the spat between the Rivers State Governor, Yusuf Mwike, and Minister, Senator Godswill Akpabio, the spat leading to the Vice President having to settle fight? Yeah. Lines are open once again. A reminder, we're also live on YouTube, by the way. Just search for Nigeria Info PH on YouTube. We're live there as well. Well, I think I'll start. Am I starting? What am I starting with? Do I have a call coming in? Do I? Okay, let's see. I've got a David on the line. Hello, David. You're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead.
The Vice President just showed truly he's a fellow of the Chartered Institute of Mediators and Constitutors of Nigeria, ICMC. And he showed his mediating forward by immediately coming in to settle the childish behavior of the two excellencies. It is a court for both the statements of Akpabio and the reply of Wike. In both, none of them, nowhere did they say Nigerians would benefit. Akpabio was only saying they'll move and then I will acknowledge you to be performing. Wike said, if you don't pay me, he didn't say if you don't pay me that state, if you don't pay me this money, the counterpart fund, which I use in business zone, I will shut down your headquarters. So the question is, where is the Rivers people who Wike represent in this statement?
But Rivers money is for Rivers people.
When he says Rivers money is for Rivers people, the question is, who is actually doing the disbursement and collection?
Well, the governor has that responsibility, yes.
The governor is doing the disbursement and the collection. With whose permission?
David, I'm pressed for time. I must go, David. I've got Mike on the line. Hello, Mike from D-Line. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Daya. Good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
Just straight to the point. It tells you how governance has been reduced in this country. Let's start first things first. The project that has been commissioned, residential houses for police officers, what is the bearing on the Niger Delta? Absolutely none. Secondly, let's give that, okay, you are going to commission a project. And then look at the kind of statement that Fabio is making. I won't recognize you as performing until you come to EPC. It became, you know, like a child's play. No, I think Godswill Akpabio is the greatest disappointment that happened to this leader. His avowed on common transformation of Akwa Ibom State has just, you know, been demystified by his superintendence of the Niger Delta Ministry. Absolutely nothing to show. The most monies have been spent. by the NDDC in the past 3 years, and what you are commissioning, the first major thing you are commissioning is a residential house for police officers.
No, well, that's important, I suppose. But Mike, great to hear from you, though. Great to hear from you. Welcome back to Hard Factor 91.3 Nigeria. Info and hearing from Harcourt. I'm Dyer. 27 minutes to go before 6 p.m. Top of the hour at 6, we've got the major news coming up. Before then, discussions continue. So, two excellencies, maybe two excellency fighting will be an appropriate term to use. You know, the usual street expression is two fighting, but, you know, we have to give honour to whom honour is due. You understand? So, instead of saying two fighting, which is going to be demeaning, I mean, these are excellencies. So I think the more appropriate expression will be two excellencies fighting. Minister of National Affairs, Senator Godswill Akpabio, says he would not describe Governor Yemi Osinbajo as a performing governor until he defects to the APC. He said this during the commission of the Police Special Protection Unit in Omagua River State today. That's what the minister had to say.
I thank Your Excellency, the Governor of River State, because you are not yet in APC, I will not call you a performing governor. But the moment you come, I will call you a performing governor. So I thank you for being personally present here. I know that even the praises we are heaping on you today show clearly that you are in the wrong direction. So it's time for you to come to where you have been appreciated.
He also promised to complete the LMA on air axis of the East-West Road, so the APC will not be mocked by Governor Wike.
Everything will be done to ensure the completion of that road from Warri in Efurum all the way to Oron. The most dangerous part right now is LMA Junction. And the Governor of River said, if we delayed at all, because you were touching a lot of federal projects, we thought you would touch that area. Since you have neglected to touch that area, we assure you that we are already on the road. Our city has started work. I'm sure you were leaving that one so that you will use it to buck us. But then, I'm assuring you that we are going to disappoint you because we are going to complete that East-West Road and on time.
And in his response, Governor Wike said he's comfortable in the PDP where Nigerians still have hope. He also said he didn't know that Senator Akpabio will turn the commissioning into a political rally.
I thought we came fully to commission this project. I didn't know that former Governor Akpabio will turn it into a political rally. But let the record be straight. I prefer to stay where there is malaria than to go to where there is cancer. Malaria is treatable. Cancer at fourth stage, you are likely to die. So I don't want to die now. So I'm very comfortable to remain where Nigerians have hope.
And Governor Wike also threatened to block access to the NGDC office on Eastern Bypass in Port Harcourt if the NGDC management fails to bring the funding agreed to reconstruct the road.
There's no collaboration we have had with the NDC that they have completed one. The Mother and Child Hospital, we brought our own part of the money. NDC didn't bring it then. Okay, refund us our money. It was a war. Now, the headquarters, where they are now. Mr. Minister, you are here. You and the MD. You told me in government house that you are going to bring 2.5 billion. The state government will bring 2.5 billion for the dualization of the Eastern Bypass. As I speak, you have not brought one naira. Meanwhile, the road is almost 95% ready. If you don't pay, I will make sure you won't use that road to your headquarters. Because, yes, I'm not there for a Christmas.
And then, of course, the vice president, who was representing the president, had to settle fight. Vice President Jimmy Osinbajo says he will settle the controversy between Governor Yemi Osinbajo and Senator Godswill Akpabio. The vice president said this during the commissioning of the Police Special Protection Unit in Omagua River State today.
I'm here to represent Mr. President, President Muhammadu Buhari, and in a minute I'll be reading his speech. I'm also here to settle the controversy between Governor Yemi Osinbajo and Honorable Minister Godswill Akpabio. We will settle that controversy in a most uncommon way. I will be disclosing the details of that to them in a moment or two.
All right, sir. What do you make of the spat between the governor and the minister? Back to the phone lines. We got 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Ernest from Onego, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Daniel, you see, our governors, member of one of our governors also saying that if you move to APT, your sins will be forgiven. I don't know what is becoming of our politicians, the statements they are making. the Honorable Minister, the NDC, he started on a very bad note. He has also been accompanied by a short note from the governor telling him that he will block the head office. So he needs to pay River State money. You feel a man that is performing. What is wrong is acknowledging that, yes, you are performing. You are saying, oh, he moves to your party. At least we should change our political orientation. It's wrong.
Mm. All right, the next, Frank from Rupert Cole. Hello, Frank, go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, Dio.
Hi.
Yes, so I think, if I listen correctly from the voice message I heard on the radio, I think, oh, forgive me, but I think Abadia was not sounding that insultive. In as much as I know that those comments are very silly, especially in an event like that, coming from people like that. But I think Abadia was trying to be a little bit comic, not directly insulting the governor, because we can't be heaping the things we heap for you here if you're not performing. But I think the governor was a little bit very direct.
Mm.
Yes, the governor was a little bit very direct. His response was not commensurate enough as to what Ababi was touching in the way Ababi was saying it. The governor was a little bit bitter.
So you think Ababi was being jovial while the governor was being very serious?
Yes, honestly. That's why I said, forgive me if I am not understanding correctly, but I think Ababi was being very jovial. If I have to study everything he said. He was even laughing, saying it, but the governor was very direct, like expressing his bitterness towards Ababi directly as a person. And then the vice president, in his usual manner, tried to bring his own jovial nature. But what I do not like about what the vice president was making the whole situation look like, the Wike was talking about the federal government per se, because an NDDC is part of the federal government.
Mm.
So the vice president would have also taken responsibility personally on behalf of the federal government, which he represented, rather than singling Ababi out as having issues with the president. That's my own part of disagreement.
Oh, Frank, great to hear from me as well. A few comments, and then we've got a commercial break coming up. Let's see. Via, what's up? Dio, as far as I'm concerned, it sounded like high-level, good-natured banter between two powerful politicians. Perhaps it is just me, but I really do not see or hear the content of the comment as a spat. That's from A.B. Bozima. All right. Itari Dukwe goes, what kind of childish attitudes displayed by my leaders? It's obvious that our leaders have left the purpose of governance and the interest of the citizens. That's why Nigeria is still at the level we are. May God help us. For me, both of them are just deceiving themselves, thinking that they are deceiving us. They are just joking with us. I can never trust any politician. Mind you, that project has been there for more than 10 years. VP just showed how mature he is. If I Chukwu Nwodo said that. Good evening, Caleb from where it goes. I'm so pissed off by what I heard. Those people are not fighting. They're just playing with our intelligence. I have no atom of regard for them. Nigerian politicians and verbal fight is like Julius Berger and Port Harcourt bridges. They will never cease to entertain us. Living what they came for and started to tongue lash each other is expected. The people I'm having feelings for are the gullible followers. Sadiq from Port Harcourt said that. And these are rulers can't stop to amaze us. What kind of statement was that from the Honourable Minister of Niger Delta? It's quite unfortunate. I dare say that Akpabio put up a show of shame, very childish behaviour, but he met his match in Governor Wike. VP Oshimbajo is a very mature individual, and that's from Newton. And an interesting commenter via WhatsApp says, evening, Dio, for me it's a healthy signal that Wike will soon join APC. That's Paul from Oberi Curry. I'm not sure I quite get that, really, but anyways. Good day, Governor Wike and Akpabio cannot bamboozle me. They are simply acting out a script. George from Eliezu said that. And what will be the essence of the script, really? Anyways, I do have to step aside for a moment.